One, two, three, four! We're back in the studio to record episode three. It's Thursday. That's kind of weird because we usually record on Friday.
Spoils of Akron, the Spoils of Akron podcast.
So...
Keep going. I didn't set my guitar down yet.
Bah. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back for episode number three. My name is Ryan Dyke. Across from me is...
I'm Ben Arrington.
See, I can remember my
but
own
let
name.
But let me stop you right there.
Okay.
Are we going to start every episode by saying what number episode it is?
You do not want to do that?
Well, I'm just thinking, like, when we get to episode... 392. Are we gonna? Hey guys, this is awesome. This is our 390.
I'm making a note right now. So when we get to episode 392, I'm going to like say something to you. I'm gonna be like, haha, we did it.
So we're just gonna introduce every episode.
No, I'm gonna stop doing it and just do it for episode 392.
No.
Next time we get back up to it, I'm gonna say that.
That's a milestone. 392 episodes.
Is it their 400th show? No, it's 392. What's so special about that? Nobody remembers. It's been 300 episodes. So anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are back in the studio. Like I said in the intro, it's a Thursday. Usually we record on Friday, but we couldn't record. Ooh, I hit my mic. We couldn't record on Friday because Ben and I have a gig tomorrow night. We're playing, our band's playing. So we had to record today.
Right, but if you were listening to this podcast... and you were one of the first listeners to this particular episode, you're listening on a Monday. So right now for you it is Monday, and for us it is Thursday.
Yep.
And so our gig already happened.
So to all those people that showed up, all of you, thank you.
Thank you so much.
I'm
thinking, actually, probably no one showed up.
You think that's what's going to happen?
I don't think anyone showed up. Oh, man, that was a really terrible gig. Hey, you remember when Mark fell off the stage?
Do you remember when he forgot all the lyrics to Twist and Shout?
Oh, man, that was so funny.
Oh, man.
Gosh.
Do you remember that time that you had to run off stage because you had to pee real bad?
I do. That was not just one time.
Nope, that's happened multiple times.
That happened five nights, actually, at that gig that we played on Friday.
We call it pulling a Ben. We go, what's Ben doing? He's pulling a Ben.
Sure enough, that could happen on one of these episodes of the podcast. But
you're just going to run out of the room?
Yeah, but we could just always edit that out, you know.
You just hear, I got to be. Okay, we're back.
Hey, also. also, my birthday's coming up.
Dang it, I wanted to save that for the end.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Man.
Oh, we can, never mind.
Nope, it's fine. But it's okay. Yes, Ben.
But that's also something that would have happened in the past. So, yeah.
That is true.
To our listeners, I am now 24.
You are almost a quarter of a century old.
Right.
How does that make you feel? I mean, what have you done with your life?
I don't know. I feel like 24 is that year that you really have to have your crap together.
You think so? 24?
I don't know. Maybe I said that about 23, too, and then I realized I didn't have my crap together.
21.
Yeah. It's like... Then 25 will be the year that I'm really supposed to.
I always see people post about that they say I'm 25 years old. I'm a quarter of a century old. Oh my gosh! And I always see stuff like that, and I like to think, you know, when we were kids, when I was a teenager, whatever, when I was growing up, when I thought to myself, when I was 25, where would I be doing? Where would I be? You know, I thought I'd be married with kids by now. I'll be 24 in December.
Whoa. That is old.
But I did. I thought I would be married and have kids by now.
Yeah. Well, 24, like, that was so far away in my mind when I was a kid. Like, I was only ever focused on, oh, man.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Why don't any of my friends like me right now?
Aww. I like you. Chris likes you. Chris likes
you.
He's
even nodding.
Yeah.
Here's that 20. So, yeah, what have you been up to this past week? What did you do?
Well, we've been practicing for the gig like crazy. I started a new cosplay. I started building a new costume. I'm going to do... Do you remember that scene? Have you seen Iron Man?
Yes.
Do you remember that scene where he gets back from the States after being kidnapped, and he starts building the armor, and he has that really funny scene where he goes, "We're just going to start off at 10%," and then he flips himself into the wall.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Do you remember the arms, the skeletal arm frames, and the boots, and mm-hmm. like the weird pack with all the wires? I'm building that right now out of foam and plastic.
So you're going to be an uncompleted
yes,
Iron Man costume?
Because I see a lot of people walking around in Iron Man costumes, and a lot of them are really cool, and a lot of them are in cosplay. It's cosplay. A lot of people are just in cardboard, and I think that's cool. I mean, they took the time and the energy to make it, and it's really cool, but mm-hmm. I don't want to make a giant suit of armor, but I still want to do like Tony Stark, so I'm going to make, I'm calling it the Mark II prototype.
So you're taking kind of the lazy way out.
Don't call it lazy. It's still, I'm going to have lights and sound. I'm going to find out a way to do that, mm-hmm. that power up, that sound.
Well, there was, in Iron Man 3, there was like, what, like 40? 50, 40,
there was,
40
I think
some?
43 Mark yeah. variants in that.
Are there like some really crazy cosplayers who do
yes.
like the really obscure ones that...
Oh, obscure or 2 days, 2 or 3 days after the Avengers trailer mm-hmm. Debuted, I saw somebody do a Hulkbuster. Have you seen the Avengers trailer?
The new one? The
yeah.
Have
you
no,
seen?
I don't
okay.
know. Well, yeah, yeah, I've
in
seen
the, comic
the
books,
trailer.
Okay, so
but you, I don't know what you're talking about.
The huge suit that Iron Man uses to fight the Hulk is called
oh.
the Hulkbuster suit.
Okay.
I saw somebody in a, not a life-size, but like 12 feet tall suit 3 days after that trailer premiered.
Wow.
I did, and they won Best in Show overall.
Wow.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
And the dude, it was the guy in it, and he was up on, like, blocks and stilts.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. It was so cool.
That's awesome.
But, like, I don't have that type of patience, time, and money.
Right.
But still, I want to, I like doing that with costumes, though, with cosplay.
Mm-hmm.
I like finding obscure or, I don't want to say lazy, but, like, I like doing ones with clothes. Like, ones... Like I like doing Daryl from The
mm-hmm.
Walking Dead because it's I made the leather vest and like I have the cutoff shirt and all that, and it's just easy to wear. What I don't like about cosplay is when you have to wear like lots of face paint, hats, a mask, that
mm-hmm.
kind of stuff. Like think about like a Halloween party.
Yeah, but I mean you got to make all of that or.
Like I always,
people buy those costumes too. Probably.
There's other things you have to think about whenever I make a costume. There's rules, not rules, but just certain things that I like to think about while you're making the costume. One, will it stay on? Two, you're going to be wearing this all day. Are you going to be able to sit down, go to the bathroom, get in a car, run? I mean, think about that. Think if the building's on fire. I think about stuff like that.
That reminds me of something that happened at my college.
The building was on fire?
Yes, the building was... Actually, no, it's happened to literally like every building at Tocoa Falls College.
All the buildings were on fire?
One of the buildings burned down like the year before I started there.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it was like the oldest building on the campus too.
Was it arson?
No. No, I don't know what it was.
Oh.
Yeah, a lot of buildings burned down at Tocoa Falls College.
Wow.
But anyway.
It's a regular thing.
Yeah. Well, for Halloween, since it was a conservative Christian college, they don't
yeah.
do, like, Halloween.
Yeah.
They do Harvest Festival. But we still do the costumes.
I would say, are you still allowed to wear costumes?
Yeah, we still do the costumes. And, in fact, it's sort of like they do this, like, Sadie Hawkins thing. Where the girls...
Have to ask the guys out.
They ask... Kind of like they ask the guys out, and then they put them in a costume. They call it tagging them. So a girl would tag a guy,
oh.
and the guy would have to wear that costume for the whole week before Harvest Festival.
What would girls make guys wear? What did you have to wear?
There have been a lot of, like, silly stuff, like fairies and...
Nah, whatever.
Yeah, it's kind of lame.
That's
but
nothing.
The girl that tagged me, I think it was my sophomore or junior year of college, she was into Flight of the Conchords. You know Flight of the Conchords?
The band?
Yeah.
I know about them. Never... I probably heard some of the music.
Okay.
But anyways.
Well, they have a song called The Humans Are All Dead. And in it, the guys It's two guys. They wear these really makeshift cardboard box robot costumes.
Okay.
And
I like this already.
She made one for
pictures.
Me. We don't have any. That's the one thing. I forgot about that. We never got any pictures of me wearing it. But I had to wear this huge cardboard box the whole week.
For 1 week.
for a week. And
that
like,
must have been a gross box by the end of the week.
Well, our college is like a big tourist stop because we got the waterfall and everything. So right. There's like people from outside like driving around and I'm wearing a
Where
big
the
robot
heck
costume.
Are we?
And I had to like sit down in class wearing
that's
costume.
That's what I'm talking about. And how horrible was it to sit down and sit in class?
It was cumbersome.
Yeah.
It didn't work out. I had to take it off a few times.
I do. I think about that. I don't like face paint. I don't like face paint. Like when we went as
you get
Walking
all sweaty.
Dead. When we went as the Walking Dead characters for Zombie Day at Canal Park.
Oh, yeah, that was gross.
Do you remember? I mean, you were dressed as a zombie, yeah. And it was, I don't know, 50, 40 degrees outside. Wait, that's
cold. That's cold.
Either way, it was like 60, 70.
Well, that's so hot for Ohio.
However, it was like you guys were sweating off your zombie makeup. I just had like. Makeup, dirt makeup rubbed on my face, and I hated that. I hate it, and I don't like hats. My Indiana Jones cosplay, I love that one, but I have to wear the hat, and you have to wear the hat because it's Indiana Jones.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's just hats aren't too
bad. You're kind of picky for a cosplayer.
I'm not picky. I have my likes and dislikes.
Yeah.
But that's the thing with each cosplay that I do. I like to. I think about those rules, whatever, guidelines. What do they call it?
I don't know.
The pirate law. No, more like guidelines.
Oh, the
than actual rules.
Yeah, from Pirates of the Caribbean. Speaking of movies,
ooh.
Wasn't the Cleveland International Film Festival, was that this past week? Is that still going on, Chris? do you know about the – that was this past week? Yeah. Yeah, Cleveland International Film Festival. I know at the Nightlight they had like a preview party.
Oh, cool. I know there
this
was
past weekend.
It was the I usually have improv practice with Just Go With It Improv at the Akron Art Museum on Saturdays, and the film festival was taking up the space, so
how dare they?
Oh, whatever. But I know, I mean they were running it all day on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it was huge shit. I wish I would have went out. I wasn't feeling very well this weekend.
Yeah. I love movies.
I know you do.
I
know.
This, in fact, I told you this. I told you about this yesterday.
Okay.
I was watching this past week. I watched Inside Llewyn Davis.
Yes.
For like the fourth or fifth time.
I've never seen it.
It's very good. It's about it's based off of Dave Van Ronk's memoir. He was a folk singer in like the 60s,
70s. And he 70s. Like traveled around, right? Kind of, right?
Yeah, he did. But most of the folk revival was centered around Greenwich Village in New York.
Yes.
That was like the big scene. And
I've
that's
been
where
there.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I've never been to New York.
I
but that's where the movie takes place. That's where Inside Llewyn Davis takes place. And Llewyn Davis, he's played by Oscar Isaac, who is going to be in the new Star Wars movie, by the way.
Yeah.
He's a great singer and guitar player too, but he plays inside Llewyn Davis. He plays Llewyn Davis.
He plays inside Llewyn
no,
Davis?
No, he does not. He does not. He plays Llewyn Davis, and in the film, he has a sort of awful relationship with this girl named Jean, and they
don't spoil the whole movie though.
Well, there's really not much of a plot to spoil with this movie. There's not really any like twists or turns to it or
so
anything.
So he falls in love with this girl.
No, he doesn't fall in love.
Oh, he doesn't.
No,
they
just have sex.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and she gets pregnant.
Oh,
but she's with another dude. She's with Justin Timberlake.
JT.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake plays Jim in the film. And
I didn't know JT was in that movie.
Yeah, he is. He does really good. He does really good in that movie.
He's a great actor.
Yeah, no, he's good in supporting roles.
Yeah, I totally agree. He's good in supporting roles, but he's good in any supporting role he does.
Have you seen Social Network?
No.
He was really good in that.
I love him on, like, even, like, Saturday Night Live sketches.
Oh, yeah. He's just with amazing. Like, or stuff he does with Jimmy Fallon.
Yes. Yeah, he's just amazing. But anyway, so
okay,
JT.
So, yeah, Gene.
Bringing sexy back.
Yeah, right. Gene and Llewyn Davis. So Gene gets pregnant.
Okay.
And she doesn't know if it's JT's baby or if it's Llewyn Davis's
Star Wars guy
baby. Yeah. No, so she's going to get an abortion.
Okay.
Because she doesn't know, and she's like really upset, and she blows up at Star Wars guy about it. And so Llewyn Davis has to go down to the doctor.
Please, Star Wars guy.
Star Wars guy has to go down to the doctor to set up the appointment for the abortion, and okay. he's going to pay for it, all right, even though he's a broke musician on Greenwich Village in Greenwich Village.
What time period is this?
This is 60s, early 60s.
Okay.
Right when the folk revival thing is going on. The movie ends with Bob Dylan.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Who plays Bob Dylan?
I don't know. It's from a distance.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't tell. You just hear him singing. But
Llewyn Davis,
Star Wars guy, weird. Star Wars guy goes to the doctor, and the doctor says,
No more monkeys jumping on the bed.
Okay. We planned that. No, I'm just kidding. The doctor doesn't charge him because of the last time. Because apparently Star Wars guy had sex with another girl years before who also got an abortion. But she didn't actually go through with the abortion.
Oh.
And so Star Wars guy... Yeah, well, kind of. So Star Wars guy has a baby.
You knocked over my coffee.
I'm sorry. Well, don't put your coffee by my foot.
Star Wars guy has
I'm so compelled in this. I want to watch the movie now.
It's so good. Star Wars guy has a baby that he doesn't know about. And guess where they live?
Well, you told me already, but I'm going to guess, I don't know, Akron.
They live in Akron.
So it's based off a true story then?
No. I mean, it's
kind of
based very loosely off of the I read the memoir.
Did
that
they
it's
live
based
in
off.
Akron?
No, there that wasn't mentioned in the book. Or
okay,
anything.
I was just wondering.
Yeah, I read the memoir, and there's like little scenes that are similar to things that happen
it's
in the movie.
It's more of an adaptation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's more based on like the setting and the music than it is on Dave Van Rock.
Is it good music in the
movie? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's got a soundtrack, but Punch Brothers on the soundtrack. Okay. Mumford & Sons, they do a little bit.
Mumford & Sons.
They're
the new Coldplay.
Yeah. Justin Timberlake's on the soundtrack.
Oh, really? I wonder how he got that job.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, no, it's a really good soundtrack because it's all like the folk revival music from the 60s that you know Bob Dylan was playing. His baby, Star Wars baby, and Star Wars baby mama live in Akron.
Does he come to Akron?
Okay.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah, so he goes out to Chicago. Star Wars guy goes from New York to Chicago to meet this record producer to see if he can, get his music out there. And on his way back, he drives by Akron. And so the first time I watched this movie, I was like, oh, he's going to go to Akron and he's going to go meet his son and they're going to, or daughter. I don't know why I said it was a son. They never said the gender.
Baby.
Yeah, he's going to go meet his
child.
It's a 2-year-old child. He's going to go meet the 2-year-old child and somehow they're going to reconnect. That doesn't happen. They show the sign for Akron, and he's like looking at it from a distance.
Is that the end of the movie?
No, there's more. He's looking at it from a distance, so you see like in the middle of the night the lights of Akron, and he just drives by.
Was it the skyline? Did you recognize it? Or were
no,
they just
it was
like...
it was too dark. It's okay. Too dark. Yeah, you can't really tell unless someone more familiar with the Akron skyline might
just,
be able to tell.
I was
tell.
Just thinking like how weird it would have been if they did an update like the Welcome to Akron sign and it was like home of LeBron James.
I wonder if they got like a photograph of Akron from like 60s and sort of
they tried to match it up.
Maybe they just didn't care that much because it's Akron.
Like, it's Akron.
Anyway, but yeah, that's a movie that I really enjoy.
That's cool. There's a mention in there.
Yeah.
There's a I want to on a future episode, write this down. Have you ever heard of the Dead?
I'm writing it right now.
The Dead Next Door. Chris, you ever heard of the Dead Next Door? Mm-hmm. It is a
Chris has, yes.
It is a Sam Raimi and somebody else really famous produced it. I know Raimi produced it. But he's
scratching his chin. I like how we have to
I know I can't I
describe all of Chris's pantomimes.
I know. I've heard Chris actually is just mute. He doesn't talk. No, I'm just joking.
But we give him a mic, he just
but it takes place mostly in Akron. At some point they go to Washington, D.C., but it's still the whole movie is shot in Akron. And John Murphy, who was just in Diary of Anne Frank,
I know him.
He was in the movie.
What?
For about 3 seconds.
Like an extra?
He was just a guy in the back.
That's so cool.
But at some point, and apparently, I don't know how you feel about gore and stuff. It's a really gory, bloody movie. Like, just the poster of it. If you look it up, well, I don't know if I even want to put a link to that on our Facebook page. But even the cover art, look at Ben, there it is, right behind you.
Oh.
It's really creepy.
Oh, my.
it's a zombie or maybe a human. I'm not sure with metal grating over their mouth.
It looks like they're...
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I thought their mouth was like stitched together.
No, I don't know. At some point, I want to watch that movie and talk with Murphy about it. And so he can give us some inside pointers on being on set and... You know, how the movie was made. And
how to look like we belong, right?
I know, right?
For the next time we're on a movie.
Yeah, but I think that's so cool that it was shot in Akron.
Yeah, that is cool. I didn't know about that.
You didn't know about that?
No.
My dad always would talk about it. I think he was, I don't think he wasn't in the movie, but I think he knew about it when it was being shot. Because I think it was in the 80s or 90s. It was somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
89.
Oh, he did talk.
His first words
ever. Oh, my God. 89.
Whoa.
Were you guys even alive then?
No.
No. No.
Nope. Sorry, Chris.
Rerouting your show.
Okay. So let's see. Oh, we forgot a very important segment of the show where we correct all of our mistakes from the past show.
I know. We got to get this over with.
I know. And I can only think of one mistake from our last show.
I know.
That we probably made more. I'm sure as I was listening, I was like, oh, that's definitely not right.
Can we get this over with? I feel bad already.
No, we're just going to prolong this. Okay, anyway, so the first time I went back and listened to our second episode, and you break out in song at one point.
I do.
Yeah, and so what song,
well, my original,
quote unquote, do you say?
I originally thought I was doing "Wake Me Up Before You Go Go." Is that and that's how it goes?
Yeah.
But I didn't do that. I mixed up.
It was the Jeffersons theme song. Wake me up. Oh wait, what were the words? Moving on up to the east side, yeah.
But I did moving on up before you go. But now I want to do a mashup of those two songs and see if they work together.
Probably.
But yeah, that's from what I listened to, and we got that. One of your friends actually posted that.
Yeah, one of my best friends from college. Give him a shout out.
What's his name?
Sean Essler. We were roommates.
He called me out on Facebook. So
yeah.
But yeah.
He wasn't nice about it either.
No, he wasn't. But you know what? That's okay. I love the feedback. Any feedback's good feedback.
Yeah.
I think that's a saying. I think that's how it goes. Any feedback is good feedback. But anyway, so we were, like we said, we're recording this on Thursday. But we want to do some shout-outs to some cool events happening next week.
Mm-hmm.
One that Ben and I are going to try to attend is next Saturday on April 4th. There's this awesome, Ben, you talk about it. I'm going to pull up the page.
Okay, yeah, there's a few things going on April 4th. There's the Downtown Akron Art Walk. And
yeah.
So there's a ton of things going on with the Downtown Akron Art Walk. And I didn't get a chance to look at, we didn't get a chance to look at everything that's going on.
No, but I pulled up the Facebook page. The description is just, it's from Downtown Akron Partnership. Experience local art, live music, and fun for all ages at this award-winning art walk in downtown Akron. That just sounds like a lot of fun. I mean, live music's always great, and art, I love the art scene in Akron. There's so many talented.
And it's a monthly thing too.
Yeah.
So if you go to their website, you can look at the upcoming months. May is May 2nd. June, they have one on June 6th. So yeah, the website is downtownakron.com/enjoy/artwalk. We'll put a link. Yeah. On our Facebook.
What did I say? April 4th?
Yeah, April 4th. I don't know if that's what you said.
Oh, it is April 4th.
It is okay. April 4th.
From 5 to 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
That's, that's the time right here. Yeah, Saturday, April 4th, 2015, 5 to 10 p.m.
What year?
And where will it be at? I don't see a...
Let me see where it starts. So there's a map here.
Yeah, let me see the map.
Oh, gosh.
Well, you don't know the city. Let me see the map.
Thanks, man, for calling me out on radio. Live radio.
You're good. Oh, it's all over the place. Oh, it's kind of like the thingy on New Year's. What is that called? The
first night.
First night. First night does the same thing where they occupy different buildings around mm-hmm. Akron, and there's music and PNR improv. We performed there. It was one of my first. I hit the mic.
Was it your first night?
It was. But it was one of my first nights doing improv for a live audience. Was for like 200 people. Up at the John S. Knight Center, we got one of the huge. It was so funny. We got one of the huge auditorium rooms, one of the huge like convention halls. But what they did was they would put two exhibits in each room.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing an improv show without mics, and you know what they put us in there with?
No mics, gigantic microphones.
They put us in the room with us was. Chainsaw ice carving sculpting. So we would be doing an improv scene, and all you hear in the background would be, and that's all you would hear. And like at some point, we started adding that into scenes and stuff like that. But it looks like they do the same thing here. That they just use different buildings around. But yeah, this sounds like such a fun, it sounds so great. But
you know what? I've discovered so much about Akron. Like, I feel like such the wrong person to be doing this podcast.
Why?
Well, because I don't know anything about Akron, so I'm learning, you know?
But you're learning with the audience.
Yeah, sure. Unless our audience is like Akron.
Smarter.
Yeah, Akron.
Savants.
Residents of Akron. No.
But no, I mean, that's a great thing. I mean, that you're learning about it. I'm learning about it also. Mm-hmm. I've done a lot more. I don't know if that's the best
way to say. Wow, man. Wow.
I'm just calling you out. But I think it's so cool. I'm glad to be on this journey with you and with the audience.
Thanks, man.
I really am.
It's kind of like, you know, I'm just getting back and reassimilated after 4 years of college, years in Georgia.
Yeah. The other thing that's going on at the downtown. Talk about that, Ben.
Okay.
My iPad's not working.
Uh-oh.
Oh, game night. Here goes.
Okay, so there is a game night along with the art walk, 5 p.m. till whenever they quit. But that's going on at the Coffee Pot Cafe.
On High Street.
Yeah, right here on the High Street. And, they'll have a ton of games there apparently at the Coffee Pot Cafe. They got a ton of board games and things like that. But they also encourage you to bring your own board game. Bring your own games.
Yeah, so here is just some info on their Facebook page. Join us Saturday, April 4th, 2015, during the Downtown Akron Art Walk for our first weekly game night. We'll be open from 5 p.m. until late. Play a game from our large game library or bring your own. Please... no outside food or drink. Well, just check their Facebook page for all stuff like that.
Yeah, they'll have soup and hot dogs.
Ooh, cool. But yeah.
And house blend.
Oh, this would be so much fun. But I definitely want to go down. If you were to go down, Ben, what game would you bring?
Oh, man. I would bring literally my favorite game in the whole wide world.
What is that, Ben?
My most favorite game in the whole wide world.
What is that,
Is this game called Linky.
Linky?
Yeah. It's this card game. Actually, you know what? I brought it along with me.
What?
Yeah, I actually have it with me. It's almost like we planned this. Actually, this really isn't my favorite game. I've only played it once.
But still, you showed it to me last night, and we're definitely bringing this if we go.
Yeah,
this is such a fun game.
Yeah, it's basically, so what happens is there are a bunch of trivia questions.
Okay.
There's just cards. There's trivia questions, and they four trivia questions on each card. I'm really bad at explaining games to people. And you answer the questions. The people answer the questions that you're playing with silently to themselves.
Oh.
And then the point is to figure out
the link
between all the answers. So all the answers will have something in common.
Neat. Oh, that's such a cool idea. I love trivia. So hit me up with one. Let's see how I do.
So this game works well on a podcast.
Yes.
I'm just gonna go for this one. Okay. I don't know any of those questions. Okay. Number one, actress famous for her role in The Golden Girls, Betty Blank.
White.
Okay, let's do a bit of a pause to let our listening.
I think everybody knows that, though.
Yeah, that is a pretty easy one. Old-fashioned, highball, and shot are types of what? Old-fashioned, highball, and shot are types of what?
Drinks.
No.
I don't know.
No, you want me to come back to it?
Yeah.
Okay. Complete the saying, all work and no blank makes Jack a dull boy.
Play.
Yeah. You knew it.
I almost set it up, but I wanted to give the audience a second.
Yeah. Have you seen The Shining?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good movie. Okay. What type of organism is...
I peed myself in the first 2 minutes of that movie.
Really?
Yes.
Well, nothing happens in the...
The car just driving up the side of the mountain was the scariest part of the whole movie.
That is pretty terrifying. And the sheer size of the hotel is just, whoa. Okay. What type of organism is the largest by mass? What type of organism is the largest by mass? I don't think you're going to get that one.
I don't know. I'll make it, okay, largest organism.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say, because I love him and he's hilarious, Gabriel Iglesias.
Well, that's it. How did you know?
Oh, my gosh.
No. Okay, so you got white and you got play. Old-fashioned, highball, and shot are types of...
I don't know. It's food.
The glass. They're all glasses.
Oh.
Old-fashioned glass, highball glass, shot glass.
Okay.
What type of organism is the largest by mass?
Okay.
Do you know?
Nope.
A tree.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the link between all of those?
White, glass, play, and tree.
White, glass... play, and tree.
This is hard, man. Oh, there's a clue.
Oh, give me the clue.
The clue is haunted.
White, glass, play, and tree. I'm going to say, is it a movie?
No.
I have no idea.
They're all types of houses. Houses. White house, glass house, play house, tree house. Haunted house.
Oh, that's a cool game.
Yeah, you want to do one for me?
Yeah, I'll get one for you because I want you to fail. I want you to do it too. Okay, so I'm just gonna pick a random one. Here we go. Okay. Ooh, this is
what?
This will be good. I'm sorry, I was reading them. Okay. Question one: how many deadly sins are there?
Give him a second.
All right.
Seven.
Nice. Can you name them all?
Greed, lust. Do you know them all?
Yes.
Really? Greed, lust, sloth, sadness?
I don't think that's
that. Or pride.
Yes.
Pride. I've seen seven. I should know this. Murder? Is that one of them? I don't even know. No.
I lied. I don't know all of them, but all I remember
Have you seen seven? Wow, we keep talking about movies.
I went to a Seven Deadly Sins party.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, I went as
Envy.
Sloth.
Envy?
Yeah, Envy is one.
And, wait, maybe there's two more I'm missing. Ah, well, whatever.
We'll put that on the corrections for next week.
Yeah, right.
Okay, how many Beatles are on the front cover of Abbey Road?
Four.
Nope.
What? Wait, what? On the cover of Abbey Road?
Yep.
There's.
This is a trick question.
Is there like a little tiny Beatle Or is there like an extra photo? 8? I don't know.
5. 4 people, 1 car. They count the Volkswagen Beetle
that's
in the background.
Dumb.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, wait, but how did they spell it? Because they're spelled differently.
B-E-A-T-L-E-S.
See, you can't do that because then there's only 4.
Listen, this is your game.
Okay.
Don't yell at me.
Unless the Volkswagen Beetle is spelled B-E-A.
How many? Question 3.
Okay.
How many does it take to tango?
2.
Very good.
I think I know the link. But go ahead.
How many players are on a field hockey team?
A field hockey team? No one knows that.
I know.
Is the link that they're all numbers?
Not just numbers.
Even numbers?
11.
Oh, okay.
Is on a field hockey team.
Okay. Man, who knows anything about field hockey? And then the answers were
7, 5, 2, and 11.
7, 5, 2, and 11. And the link is not that they're all numbers.
They are numbers, but they're a specific type of numbers.
Oh, prime numbers.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I want you to do one more for me. I want to redeem myself.
Well, I didn't get them all right either.
Then we'll move on because I brought one of my favorite games in 2. We can't really do it on the radio, mm-hmm. on the podcast. What am I talking about? But I definitely want to talk about it because I'm definitely gonna bring it to game night. All right, read it for me, Ben.
All right.
Don't pick one.
All right. Which 1989 Disney movie there's that year again, 89. Which 1989 Disney movie follows the story of Ariel and her crab friend Sebastian, the little blank? Hint, it's not Dead. What was the name of that movie? Dead.
89, oh my gosh, Dead Next Door.
It's
the
not,
little
it's
Dead
not,
Next Door.
Right, no, the little blank.
Mermaid.
Well, how'd you, well, the crazy. Okay, in slang, another way to say what's up is
what's up, what's happening?
Mm-mm.
What down?
No.
What up?
No.
Hey yo.
Hint, no one ever says this anymore.
What's going on?
No.
Broski?
No.
I have no idea.
Okay. Do you want me to tell you?
Yes.
Or just move on? Kraken. What's Kraken?
That's, nobody says that anymore.
Listen, they just did that so they
What's
could do the link at the end. All right. During World War II, what noise told civilians to take cover? An air raid blank.
Siren?
Yeah. Good job.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
Which loch beginning with N is Scotland's second largest?
Ness.
Mm-hmm. You know the link?
Say the words again.
So you got Mermaid, Kraken, Siren, and Ness.
Odyssey.
Yeah, you're close.
I mean, just Greek, Greek stuff. I don't know.
No, not Greek.
Like mythical creatures?
Yeah, mythical aquatic beasts.
Okay.
So they're all aquatic.
They're all in the Odyssey too, right? I think they
not are. Not Loch Ness.
Liam
that's like,
Neeson's Liam
that's
Neeson
Scottish.
is the link.
Hey, you know what movie Liam Neeson? This is more movie news.
Back to movies.
Yeah, because I just looked this up today. I just learned about this today. Liam Neeson is going to be in this movie called Silence, which is going to be directed by or is being worked on by Martin Scorsese.
Nice. I love Liam Neeson.
Yeah. Do you know Martin Scorsese?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did Hugo and mm-hmm. Wolf of Wall Street
yeah.
and Shutter Island and pretty much any movie that Leonardo DiCaprio is the
right.
lead in. And goes crazy.
Do you know why Liam Neeson became an action star?
Why?
Because he was sick of all like the 20-year-old, 30-year-old pansies. He thought all like the young people were pansies, so he wanted to be a movie. He wanted to be an action star, and that's what started. That's why he did Taken. And
oh,
that's
cool.
An amazing movie.
Was that like his first action movie?
I mean, kind of.
I don't know.
I mean, he did. He was in Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
He was in The Phantom Menace. I don't like, but like that's what started him on the road of action movie, action
mm-hmm.
movie, action movie, action movie. Which nowadays they shouldn't even have like titles. They should just be Liam Neeson is the title. You know what I mean? You want to see Liam Neeson kick some butt? That should just be the title of the movie.
Well, it was Die Hard that sort of started us on this trend of, you know, the everyman action hero.
Yeah.
You know?
Just a cop from New Jersey.
Oh, but anyway, about Silence. One more thing.
Go back.
I just found this out on Wikipedia, so I don't even know if it's 100% true. But apparently, so they were set to start filming on January 30th, 2015. And on January 30th, 2015, part of the set fell and killed a crew member or two. I guess I should know.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Well, they've been wanting to start like filming and all of
is
that.
Is the movie about haunted people?
No, the movie haunted is about persecuted Catholics in Japan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe
so,
it's a message.
That's what I was thinking. Like, when we started working on this podcast today, we had so many little things go wrong. I mean, it wasn't, like, terrible, but, like, we had, you know.
Do you think Liam Neeson's going to show up?
Liam Neeson might save us. No, like the stuff was going on with Chris over here in the audio, which you're doing an awesome job, by the way.
Thank
we're so
Chris.
Thankful. Thank you, Chris Miller. And then your iPad screwing up. But sometimes I wonder if, like, a lot of things go wrong.
For a reason?
Maybe God doesn't want us to do this podcast.
He's no, stop. Everything's working now. Don't put that on us.
Well, I know that the movie, the book, it's based on a book. I'm reading the book, by the way, Silence.
Okay.
I know that it was like super controversial to a lot of Catholics because it's about Catholics who like denounce their faith so they don't get killed.
Oh.
Yeah, and so.
Is this like a modern movie? Or is
no,
this
it thing? Takes. It's I don't remember how old.
Is it in the nine? Is it in the two?
No, it takes place years ago because it's base. It actually
like
happened
in the,
like
World War II?
No, before that. I'm thinking like 1800s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so like the Japanese people actually did torture and kill Catholics.
Wow.
But yeah, that's what the movie's about, and it's also going to star Andrew Garfield. From
ooh, Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man, who's
well,
not anymore.
Not anymore Spider-Man.
Okay, so what game did you bring?
So I brought a game. So going back with my, talking about my improv friends again. Richard Harrison, who's been in PNR for years now, he runs the toy store Land of Make-Believe in Hudson. So sometimes he has game nights at his toy store. It's so much fun. Just people show up and it's just like this game night. We mm-hmm. just show up, you bring your own games, but he has a toy store, so he just provides most of them. And he introduced me to the game Werewolves. Now, did you ever play Mafia?
I have,
it's
yes.
It's just like Mafia.
I've played Werewolf.
I know you've played Werewolf. I'm explaining it to the audience because we can't really play this. You can't even play it with two people. And what I like about the game, like I said, it's like Mafia. What I like about the game is you have to act. Mm-hmm. You have to, you know, pretend
and lie.
Cause deception and lie and just do what you can to win. And I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds really weird and bad. I love that, though.
Mm-hmm.
So there's different ways. So there's two teams. There's the werewolves and then there's the townsfolk.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody goes to sleep. Everyone closes their eyes. Like, if you get the little girl card, and everybody gets a card at the beginning of the game. And some cards have special powers. If you get a werewolf card, you're a werewolf. But at night, everybody goes to sleep. If you get the little girl card, you can try to peek. But the the werewolves kill somebody. They eat somebody at night. So there's a narrator, and I like playing the narrator part, too. I usually do that because I'm really good at the game. I'm really good at acting and or... I'm not bragging, but like when we would play this with the improv people at the toy store, they would kill me every night.
You'd
first.
Play at the toy store?
Yeah, we would have game nights at the toy store.
Oh, cool.
But when I would be in the game, I'm getting mad right now. They would kill me every night.
Oh.
The first one to die because they knew.
You loved it.
I would be the one. I would cause trouble. They just knew to kill me. So I quit playing for a while, and then I started being the narrator.
I really hate you guys. I quit. I'm done playing this stupid werewolf.
But I'm going to bring that to game night when we go. So if you're at the Akron Art Walk next week, downtown Akron Art Walk, on April 4th, 5 to 10 p.m., Ohio.
Eastern Standard Time.
If you see us, I mean, you might not recognize us because you only have half of our faces on the on the cover art.
I'll be the one with glasses if that narrows it down at all.
Yeah, I'll be the one with the big smile. Yeah. If you see us, though, come up and say hi. We'd love some feedback from people. We'll be taking pictures. We'll try to post some stuff. Maybe we'll try to get some interviews with people. I don't know, but we'll definitely be there. And I really want to go to the game night and play some werewolves.
Yeah, and eat some hot dogs.
Kill some people.
Okay. Chris has a meeting to go to, or So I think we should start wrapping this up soon.
Okay.
We had a few other news things.
Let's do a quick fire. Let's go back and
forth. Oh gosh. The Better Block thing I wanted to spend some time talking on. So
maybe we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next week.
But give the listeners just a little taste, because this is going on. This isn't debuting to what?
May.
Yeah, so just tell them a little bit about it so they can maybe they'll be interested.
I think we should just hold it off until next week.
You think so?
Yeah, give us some stuff.
Well, okay, just look it up, though. Just look it up if you get a chance.
Yeah, if you get a chance, go ahead and look up I should have had the page open. Oh, wait, no, I have it in my notes.
What?
AkronBetterBlock.com if you want to learn more about it. And we won't tell you anything about it right now. But yeah, next week we'll talk about that and explain sort of what it is and why we think it's pretty cool, and give you guys some commentary on it. And I know coming up is the anniversary of the Kent State University shooting.
Yes.
Is another thing. And so there's a few events going on.
Our harmonica player, Denny O, was on campus when that happened.
Oh, wow. I never knew that.
Yeah. I saw him. He posted something about it one year. But yeah, so we'll have to talk with him about that.
But on March 30th, which is the Monday that this podcast will be out. Yeah, so great. 7 p.m. They're having public programs for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But that's weird. And museum at 7 p.m. on March 30th in the Kent State Student Center. So there's a few things going on there this week, especially. I know in the coming weeks they'll have more events going on.
Okay.
Look it up on the Kent State University website if you want to learn more about some things that are going on. It says all the events are free and open to the public. That's coming from a news source. I don't know exactly how.
We'll post some stuff about it on the page.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to give a shout out to Musica. They have bands play almost every other night, definitely on the weekends. But one of them sent me, or I saw on Facebook, on Thursdays they have karaoke.
Whoa.
I know, right? That's tonight.
Oh, no.
Karaoke at 9 p.m. at Musica. Happy hours from 5 to 8. Karaoke's from 9 to 1. Karaoke's till 1 in the morning?
Oh, man. Night owls.
I can't.
People work on Friday.
I got to wake up at work for 5 in the morning.
I don't want to go.
And then there's one other thing that I pulled up that we can end on this.
Okay.
We can go back and forth and talk about these. I pulled up, I found a list online that it's 10 things unique to the residents of Akron. This is really cool.
Okay.
So I'll start with the first one. You're faithful to either Skyway or Swenson's.
How about you?
Have you been to either one?
Yes.
I'm a Swenson's guy.
Yeah, me too. Swenson's.
Swenson's is for me. All right, this one's for you.
Zippy is a kangaroo and she should be feared.
I didn't know she was a C.
I did know. Well, she's got a pouch. And I think she's like the only female mascot of any college ever in the United States. I might be wrong on that.
All right. This one, Buckeyes are the single greatest candies you've ever had.
Do you like Buckeyes?
No, I don't know.
My dad doesn't like peanut butter.
Debatable.
So he wouldn't like that. Every year is a good year.
Oh, cool. I mean, that is the good year. The blimps fly out of Akron. The hangar is here. I mean, that's the arrows.
Yeah.
Orbit the
Red Cat. Yeah. We did learn about that.
I do remember this. I do know about this. All right.
Oh,
do you know about Bill H. and Dr. Bob?
Bill W. and Dr. Bob?
What did I say?
Bill H. Bill W. Is that Bill Watterson, the creator of Calvin and Hobbes? No, they started AA, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that means that there was a lot of drunk people in Akron, but AA was started here in Akron.
Yeah, and there's Dr. Bob's Way over there. Dr. Bob is also the president of Toccoa Falls College. It's a different one.
I was going to say, that's not the same. Nothing will be right in the world until the Cavs win a title, because you all know LeBron James was straight from St. Vincent St. Mary High School in Akron. He went straight to the Cleveland Cavaliers.
And then went somewhere else, but we won't talk about
that. This one's really funny.
You thank God for the Black Keys because now Akron's claim to music fame doesn't rely only on Devo.
Well,
that's actually kind of good because I don't know about that one-hit wonder they were.
Is that a couple more?
Where is this from, by the way, so we can give them proper credit?
MOVOTO.com.
Oh, Movoto.
Yes.
Okay.
Akron has an inferiority complex thanks to Cleveland. I don't know what that means.
No.
I don't think so. It's difficult to live in Cleveland's shadow. What you talking about? You know Akron is full of wannabe gangsters?
Did we
screen this?
No. Did you even read this?
I read part of it. I looked at the first three.
Okay, number 10. Akron is like your mother.
I like this one.
You can complain about her, but heaven forbid someone else does.
That's right. I did. I found this list. I read the first three, okay?
You know what I love about the Black Keys?
What?
They love that they're from Akron.
Isn't that so cool?
It's like on all their t-shirts and everything.
They always talk about it.
Yeah. Like, what other band do you know does that, talks about their hometown that much?
I don't know.
Okay, well, we should be wrapping this up because Chris is going to be late for his meeting.
But as always, we need to give some shout-outs.
He's already late for his meeting.
Ben, be quiet.
Okay.
Chris is fine with it, all right? Chris now just ran out the door. Just joking. We need to give some shout-outs to Always. We thank you to the Akron Digital Media Center. Thank you guys so much. We work in partnership with them. We use their equipment. Chris comes in here and helps runs the board. He's the editor-in-chief for the Akronist, and he helps and he runs the Akron Digital Media Center.
Whoa. Thank you to the library.
Of course.
The Akron Library, because we could not record an awesome podcast without this little tiny room.
We need the library.
Yeah. This is a big enough room for us, and it's awesome, and it's soundproof.
And I already said we said that Ben's birthday is coming up on Saturday, but Chris's birthday was last Sunday. So I want to say happy birthday, Chris. Happy birthday. And thank you so much for being in here and helping us run the boards, the ones and the twos. Grab your guitar.
Why?
Because we're going to do an outro song.
What? Oh, okay.
Same chords.
And thank you to our listeners. Hey, we don't have as many listens on our podcast as we have likes on our Facebook, so there's a bunch of people that aren't listening.
Isn't that so cool?
That's ridiculous, so you need to listen.
Listening? No, it's the opposite way.
No, we have fewer listens than we have likes on Facebook.
Does it show up on iTunes?
No, it shows up on our website.
Can people listen to
spoilsofakron.podbean.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at spoilsofakron.
Like us on Facebook.
Find us on Facebook. We're facebook.com/soap podcast.
Okay, Ben, let's do an improv outro song.
Oh.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Who's doing this? Well,
thank you. Thank you guys so much, and we'll talk to you guys next week. Everyone have a good week. Say goodbye, Ben.
Goodbye, Ben.
That was so terrible.
I liked it, though. I thought it was good.